Number one, this is a podcast for small to medium businesses. We're going to talk marketing, hiring, leadership, human resources, taxes, operations, everything you need to run your business better. Number two, the experts you hear on this show are going to give you easy to understand tips that you can put in place quickly. Number three, every day you gotta laugh. Life is too short to take it seriously all the time. This is 3 for 3. Let's go. Okay, my guest today is Cindy Lind, who is the president and owner of TMC Integrated Marketing, an award-winning agency in suburban Chicago. She describes her work as empowering business brands. Her company's insightful strategic marketing approach motivates businesses to transform their brands, deliver connected experiences, and create value for buyers. And creating a vision, a voice, and a demand is what they do best. Cindy is a graduate from Marquette University and has 30 years of experience in sales, training, and strategic marketing. Welcome to the show today, Cindy.
Good morning, Kurt. How are you?
Good. Yourself?
Fine. Thank you.
All right. Glad to have you on the show. I think this is a great topic. Here we're looking at the beginning of the year, and you're going to be talking a little bit about trade shows. And I know a lot of my clients are gearing up for trade shows, and this is a hot topic. I'm sure you're seeing that as well.
Yeah, you know, we're a B2B agency, so we do a lot of trade show marketing for our clients. They attend a lot of trade shows throughout the year, and so it's really something we try to be proactive about, to understand what's happening and how to make the experience as good for the exhibitors as it is for the attendees.
Oh, sounds great. Well, name of the show is 3 for 3. You give us 3 tips, and I give you 3 jokes, so without further ado, well, let's jump into it. Cindy, trend number one for trade shows, what do you have for us?
Well, I would say one of the most rewarding trends that we've seen pay off for our clients is to do a very short but very powerful pre-show pay-per-click ad campaign. So run a Google and or Bing AdWord campaign anywhere from 3 to 6 weeks prior to your show, with the keywords really being the right around the show experience itself. So maybe the show name or the show location or even the convention center. And so when we run our ads in this campaign that way, we get a lot of interaction on that. A lot of our clients do not have competitors that are doing this, so I'm probably putting it out there, and now we'll see more. But we've seen really good engagement in those ads. We drive them to a landing page and invite those attendees to register for a meeting prior. So it really streamlines the experience for them, and then they know coming into the booth that they have that all set up ahead of time. So it works really great.
Well, I love that tip, really focusing on what you're doing and putting a little bit of effort behind it. And this is something that you really have to do a little bit of planning for. How far in advance do people need to think about putting a campaign like this in place?
Well, generally speaking, if anyone's going to be doing trade show for the year, my suggestion is to create a trade show marketing plan anyway with a pre-show campaign, then their show target, you know, ideas for the show, and then a post-show campaign. So as part of the pre-show campaign planning, I'd suggest start running that ad campaign between 3 and 6 weeks prior, depending on your budget. But for planning purposes, you probably want to go out maybe a month to month and a half. So you get it all set up, you get it dialed in, you get your ads written and everything, and then you can just rock and roll.
Cool. Okay. So tip number one, think about some pay-per-click before the show. Get a campaign up and running, and make sure that's connected with some sort of an online microsite landing page presence.
Yep.
Okay. Well, what's tip number two for you?
Okay. Everyone's been talking a lot about virtual and augmented reality experiences. We've seen a little bit of this start up in shows last year, but I think it's really going to hit its stride this year. And it really comes into play for companies such as, you know, a lot of companies we work for are manufacturers, and they manufacture large, heavy products that are expensive to ship to a show, expensive to you know, pay to have it set up, and so a virtual reality experience not only gives a great user experience for an attendee, but it also can help augment the cost of, you know, bringing large equipment to their booth. So this is one idea that is really taking off. The other option with this is to do an augmented reality experience. They're easier to create. They allow attendees to use their own smartphones or tablets, and then you see the graphics and other sensory stimuli that's superimposed on the environment. So there are a couple of really nice ways of getting the brand experience and or the service and product description or understanding across to your attendees in a booth. And although there's a little bit of cost involved to create them, at the end of the day, especially for, again, companies that are shipping very expensive products to the booth, it may offset that cost and just give you a little bit of a leg up on some of your competitors by doing it this way.
I'd say so. Being able to get yourself outside of the crowd is one of the big games of trade shows.
You bet. Yeah. And to try to, you know, one of the things that we're finding is, you know, buyers that are attending shows are so much better prepared. They understand who you are. They've researched your products. There's so much content out on the web right now, so that when they hit their booth, they're really looking for those experiences that get them straight into the understanding of the product, to deal with subject matter experts. So things like going to a virtual reality experience as an option in your booth can really get a lot of those points across for them.
Do you have any examples or statistics to share about a process like this and getting more engagement, or any of your clients that have tried this and said, you know, this has definitely helped close sales for some of their prospects?
I think at this point, we don't have a lot of good information on that to share. I think one of the things that's happening right now is we're trying to understand how to make that experience really valuable. We get a lot of really good feedback from attendees on the booth as far as being able to track it to sales specifically. It depends a lot on the client, and in some cases our client sales cycle is super long, and they might have a lot of distributors in the mix, so getting that sort of point A to point Z ROI kind of thing is a little bit tougher to measure, but we're really trying to pay more attention to that so that we can figure out if that's something that really does pay off in the long run.
Yeah, and with when we're talking virtual and augmented, these are experiences that people can take home with them. So it's not just at the show; it's a long-standing kind of thing, which helps for the long-term sales as well.
That's what we're hoping. Yeah. And then, yeah, they can be used in other ways as well, not just at a show.
Right. Okay. Great. So tip number two, thinking about virtual reality, augmented reality to integrate within your presence at the show. Okay, it brings us to tip number three. What do you have?
Okay, it's a small one, but it's kind of a nice, impactful one. What we're seeing as a trend is to add a phone charging station to your booth. Everybody's looking for a way to charge their phone when they're walking a big convention center. You see it all the time where people are kind of hunched up against the wall and they've got their phones plugged in and they're, you know, kind of doing, the attendees are sort of working on the side. So what we've invited our clients to consider is to put a phone charging station in your booth. It just gets people more engaged in the booth itself. They're going to stay there for a little longer. The other thing we've done with that is make it part of the booth experience, so that you're, you know, doing some kind of messaging on the booth, maybe putting a monitor, you're running a movie there while they're charging their phone. We've even encouraged our clients to kind of bring it into the social media space. So maybe we, you know, encourage people that are charging their phone to hashtag out that they're there. So, you know, we're trying to make this a quasi-destination for people as they're working the show, that come in and spend a little more time in the booth.
I love this idea, Cindy. I mean, who came up with the idea of putting a phone charger at the booth? I mean, everyone needs their batteries juiced, no matter if they've got Apple's new battery or not. And then you're just connecting. You're literally connecting them to your booth, and then they have to look around.
Absolutely. Hopefully, you know, the challenge we're concerned with is, are we going to have squatters? You know, we need to be able to move these people in and move them out, and make sure that the people in the booth are the types of attendees that add value for our exhibitors. But generally speaking, we've seen, you know, that this has been a very positive idea, and, you know, there's some value to it, and exhibitors are finding that offering that to people really, you know, helps encourage the interaction and the engagement with those attendees.
All right. Well, great tip. So tip number three, add a phone charger to your booth, keep people around a little bit longer, make them see what you're offering there. Okay. Well, yep. Hey, that was great. I appreciate you sharing those. Are there any other thoughts or tips around trade shows or things that you've seen coming up this year you'd like to share?
Yeah, I think just in general, you know, exhibitors need to be aware that buyers are coming way more prepared. They really are looking to, by the time they hit your booth, they really are looking to talk to your subject matter experts. And so the opportunity for you to engage them ahead of time in pre-show campaign, trade show campaign marketing is really going to be beneficial for you. So get out in front, make sure as they're trying to research the attendees that they or the exhibitors that they want to see that you're part of that mix. Also understand that most buyers are only attending maybe up to 3 trade shows a year. So you don't really get many opportunities to meet them face to face. So really make it count. You know, have an actionable plan. You know, how are you going to work with these people when they're in the booth, and you know, really try to connect with them before the show opens. Buyers really want you to follow up. They expect you to do that. We have a lot of scenarios where there's leads that are collected at a show, and the exhibitors are not tracing that back to see what happens. So we encourage buyers, exhibitors to make sure they respond back to those leads within a couple of weeks. 30% of booth prospects really want more information after they visited your booth. So I think in general, people need to understand that we've got a very sophisticated buyer market out there. And you need to do your best to make sure that you're part of the branding experience for them early in the process before they actually even attend the show.
All very good tips. Thanks again, Cindy. If any of our listeners want to learn some more about TMC, how would you recommend they go about doing that?
Well, they can find us on the web. Our web address is themediactr.com. Our phone number is 815-455-3882. And my email address is clind@themediactr.com. And I'd love to talk to anybody that is interested in more trade show discussion or any other B2B marketing situations that they might be looking for some assistance with.
Okay. Well, Cindy Lynn, definitely a good resource when it comes to trade show and B2B marketing.
Thanks.
Now, Cindy, are you ready to not laugh, to keep a straight face?
It's early in the morning here, so I probably will do, I'm hoping I can do a good job of not laughing. We'll see. But I guess I could use a laugh today, so we'll see how this goes.
You got this. I mean, these are really bad jokes, and I'm really bad at telling jokes.
So, can I laugh ahead of time? At least maybe I'll get my laugh out, right?
Yep, exactly. All right. But first of all, need to come up with just a little bit of wager here. So if you keep a straight face across this, I'll send you out a Starbucks gift card. Sound good enough?
Yeah. I love Starbucks. Works for me.
That seems to work for just about anyone. If you happen to crack a smile once or twice here, what do you think? Some sort of social media post about the show?
Oh, you bet. I can do that for sure.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. So here we go. Joke number one. Mm-hmm. What do you call the security guards working at the Samsung store?
What?
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Ah, that's a bad joke. Okay.
Yeah, Galaxy.
You're Samsung. On that one.
Thank you. Yeah, good, good. That was a straight face. All right. Joke number two. Why was the student's report card wet?
I don't know. Why was the student's report card wet?
No, because it was below sea level.
Okay, that one's good.
I got a little bit there. A little bit.
Yeah, you got me. I can't help it. Corny jokes are fun.
Third one's just the worst here. What did one plate say to another?
I don't know. What did one plate say to another?
Hey, dinner's on me.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of sweet, isn't it?
So let's see, where are you getting your, I'm assuming you're engaging your two sons in this, in the joke telling part of this, right? They probably have plenty of good ones like this.
Exactly. Yeah. They're good for that kind of thing.
Oh, well, I don't mind laughing. It was fun anyway.
Well, good. Thank you for being a guest on the show. I know this is going to be a great one. The listeners are going to really appreciate this. And all the best to you this year.
You too. I think it's great that you're doing this, and good luck in the podcast with all of your guests. And I'm looking forward to 2018 as well.
All right. Thanks, Cindy.
Take care, Kurt.
Thank you, listeners, for tuning into the very first episode of 3 for 3, and I hope you got something good out of it. If you're not listening to the podcast through an app on your mobile phone, head over to the podcast app if you're on an iPhone, or if you're on an Android, go to the Google Play app and click on the search tool in the app and type in 3 for 3. That's number 3, F-O-R, and then the number 3 again, and then subscribe so you can get episodes automatically. We've got some great guests coming up this year, and I hope you join us for more.
3 for 3 is produced by the marketing gurus at Clyden & Associates in Akron, Ohio. Clyden & Associates is a full-service marketing communications agency that has been in business since 1975. For more information about the company, please visit Clyden.com, that's K-L-E-I-D-O-N.com, or call 330-666-5984. If you're interested in being a guest on the show or sponsoring a show, please email Kurt, that's Kurt with a K, at Clyden.com. Until next episode, keep building a great business, and always, always keep laughing.